Welcome to the Shellac Stack. We start today's program with one idol of the airlanes saluting another.
Some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true, that's where I first met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked this universe over, from wacky Nagasaki to Dover, and now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams.
If you're familiar with that song, chances are you've heard the version by Fats Waller and His Rhythm. And if you've heard the version by Fats Waller and His Rhythm, there's a pretty good chance you were introduced to it by Rich Conaty, host of the big broadcast on WFUV in New York City. As you probably know by now, Rich died at the age of 62 late last month after a battle with cancer. And it came as something of a shock to me. I considered Rich a very dear friend and a mentor. He has helped me immeasurably through the years with my own Rivermont Records label. I had the great pleasure and honor of working with him every year for the past, oh, almost 12 years now, on the annual Big Broadcast CDs that would come out and help benefit the radio station WFUV. And so today's program here on the Shellac Stack is dedicated to his memory. We'll have a couple of records that he introduced me to through the years, and just some other records in the spirit of this great music from the 20s, 30s, and on into the 40s and 50s. So we started with Jan Garber and his orchestra, recording in July of 1939 for the Vocalion label. That's, of course, You Meet the Nicest People in Your Dreams. And that was trumpeter Fritz Heilbrunn singing the vocal on that version, which incidentally seems to be the only other commercial recording made of that song besides the one by Fats Waller and His Rhythm. There was at least one transcription performance of it by, Anson Weeks, I believe, and his orchestra that made it on a transcription. And there may be one or two other non-commercial recordings out there, but I'm only aware that it came out on 78 on the Fats Waller Bluebird and this Vocalion record by Jan Garber, who was known as the Idol of the Airlanes, hence the dedication at the beginning of this program from one Idol of the Airlanes to another. We're going to continue with a couple of selections by Jack Shilkret and his orchestra. But before we do that, I should probably introduce myself. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. I want to thank you for stopping by and tuning in. And we do have a varied playlist as usual today. And as I mentioned, we'll start with Jack Shilkret, younger brother of Nat Shilkret, who is arguably the better known of the two. Jack Shilkret had something of a scattered recording career. He made some selections for the Victor label in the mid-1920s and then kind of disappeared, at least from the record scene for a while. He came back in the early 30s with a couple of selections on the Bluebird label, one of which we'll hear now, and then he moved over to the ARC conglomerate of labels, Melotone, Romeo, Perfect, Banner, those things, and recorded quite a few selections in the mid to late 30s for those labels, and we'll hear one of those. First up, it's Bluebird B5884, an Al Dubin and Harry Warren song called About a Quarter to Nine. I was introduced to this song in the film Paper Moon, where it's featured in the soundtrack. And I think it might be sung by Dick Powell there, but as I said, we'll hear Jack Shilkret's version with Dick Robertson singing the vocal. Recorded March 15th, 1935 in New York City. After that, we'll head to 1936 and hear Larry Stewart sing There Goes My Attraction, the first of several records on today's program that were introduced to me by Rich Conaty. He picked this one, There Goes My Attraction, for inclusion on the Big Broadcast Volume 5. As I said, it was recorded July 31st, 1936, and it's, I think, a great tune. I hope you'll enjoy both of these, too, now, from Jack Shilkret and his orchestra.
About a quarter to nine, my loving arms are gonna tenderly twine around you, around a quarter to nine. I know I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine this evening about a quarter to nine. Thank you.
attraction. There goes love in action. Yes, sirree, there goes the one for me. Just look at that smile, sir. Just look at that style, sir. Gosh, oh gee, what personality. Watch her pass in review. Is that class I'm asking you? She's the tops from head to toes, and how she shows it. There goes my attraction, there goes satisfaction. Yes, sirree, there goes the one for me.
Writing about that record in The Big Broadcast, Volume 5, in his liner notes, Rich Connedy says that it is, quote, a sincere and very close to swinging performance from the boys at ARC. That sounds like Rich. Artie Shaw is in there on clarinet, and I think it's a wonderful record. I think it does swing. There Goes My Attraction, it's called. Larry Stewart singing the vocal from July 31st, 1936. Before that, another from Jack Shulkret's orchestra. We heard About a Quarter to Nine with Dick Robertson singing from March of 1935. Well, we'll try to keep things in something of an optimistic vein as we continue, and we'll listen to a few weather-related selections. Actually, both of these will have us looking skyward. First, for Behind the Clouds, sung by Charles Cayley, accompanied by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, a Brunswick record, recorded in Chicago on February 2nd, 1926. And after that, we'll hear Bob Herring and his orchestra, an Irving Berlin tune with an unknown vocalist, recorded in July of 1927. It's Blue Skies, and that's on the Cameo label. But first, here's Charles Cayley, fellow who seems to have been something of a standby at the studios in the Chicago area in the mid to late 1920s, recorded quite a lot there on Columbia and on, well, Brunswick here. Record number 3083, it's Behind the Clouds.
When your eye is holding back a tear, dear, and troubles start within your heart, things are not as bad as they appear, dear. Just bear in mind, you'll always find the clouds, a crowd, and a crowd of sunbeams shining for you. And in a little while, the clouds will break and heaven will smile when there's a gray. Look up and say, the skies will surely be blue. We all have troubles, more or less. Still there's worlds. are you? Behind the clouds, a crowd and crowd of sunbeams shining for you. And in a little while, the clouds will break and heaven will smile. The days of gray, look up and say, the skies will surely be blue. We all have troubles, more or less. Still, there's worlds and worlds of happiness behind the clouds for
you have a wonderfully satisfying Dime Store performance on the Cameo label, record number 1092, of Blue Skies, the Irving Berlin tune performed by Bob Herring and his orchestra. And the label doesn't credit the vocalist, and neither do the discographies, and my ear or knowledge isn't keen enough to be able to identify who that was singing for us. That dates from about January of 1927. Before that, I can tell you it was Charles Cayley singing the vocal with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, Brunswick record number 3083, recorded in Chicago in February of 1926, something called Behind the Clouds. Really, a charming and lovely record, not the kind of thing that's going to fetch any great prices on eBay, but that's okay. It means I don't have to spend much for it, and I can still I can still enjoy it. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to the Shellac Stack, and I hope you do enjoy hearing some of these old records as well. We're going to change up the mood just a little bit now and listen to some selections on the Apollo record label. Apollo Records was founded in 1944 by Ike and Bess Berman, along with a man named Hi Siegel and Sam Schneider, and they initially named their label after the nearby Apollo Theater in Harlem, because the record label was based in New York City, and they started out initially issuing mostly jazz recordings, although they started incorporating some blues, and then rhythm and blues, and then gospel, and eventually doo-wop, and even some early rock and roll by the mid-1950s as well. But as I say, in the early days, it seems to have been primarily a jazz label, or at least that's what they seem to promote the most. They even had a special Masterworks in Jazz label that they used for many of the early issues. We're going to listen to a couple of those now. First, it's Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, and they're performing that great tune by Juan Tizol that became so popular with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, Caravan. Of course, Charlie Barnett, such a huge admirer of Duke Ellington. It's no real surprise. This is Apollo record number 1070, recorded in Los Angeles on August 12, 1946. After that, we'll hear something from a year earlier, although it sounds perhaps a bit later. Illinois Jacquet and his All-Stars, Apollo record number 760, one of Mr. Jacquet's own compositions called Merle's Mood, and that was recorded in Hollywood in August of 1945. So, although we're listening to a New York City-based label, we're hearing two recordings now made out in the Los Angeles area. First up, here's Charlie Barnett. Thank you. Two very nice instrumental jazz things from the Apollo Records label. That was Illinois Jacquet and his All-Stars, a thing called Merle's Mood, recorded in Hollywood in August of 1945, and then before that, from August of 1946, Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with the famous tune associated with Duke Ellington, but written by Juan Tizol, a thing called Caravan. The Apollo Records label by the early 50s, as I mentioned, had turned itself primarily into an outlet for gospel music and really had quite a hit with records by Mahalia Jackson, but that didn't seem to be enough to sustain the label, which seems to have run into some difficulty by the end of the 1950s and resorted to issuing only reissues for a couple of years before finally closing up shop in about 1962. We're going to continue now with one more jazz record, this from another independent label, so prominent in the late 40s and early 50s, Circle Records, which was run by Rudy Blesch and Harriet Janis, the team behind the book They All Played Ragtime. They issued quite a few Circle Records, really, and probably their flagship product for a while was a massive 78 RPM record set containing Jelly Roll Morton's Library of Congress recordings that had been made with Alan Lomax back in 1939. And that set was so expensive to produce and had such little potential for sales, really, that I think it was sort of the needle that broke the camel's back, so to speak, and ran the label into financial ruin. But before that, they did issue some nice things. And this one was recorded in Copenhagen in January of 1950, January 27th. It's Coleman Hawkins on the tenor sax, and he's doing something here like he had done with Body and Soul about 10 years earlier, which is he takes just an extended improvised solo over, in this case, It's the Talk of the Town is the tune, but you'll scarcely get a chance to hear the tune in its original version because right out of the gate, Coleman Hawkins is improvising and really turns this into something masterful. It's a live performance that was captured and issued on this 78, and one little interesting side note, the record runs 4 minutes, which for a 10-inch 78, even in 1950, was somewhat unusually long. So now, Circle Records number R-3010 from 1950, here's Coleman Hawkins.
Thank you.
Just a really nice record all around, and unusually good sounding for a Circle record. Usually they were pressed in that sort of recycled shellac that gave them very noisy surfaces, but this one has very smooth surfaces and sounds, I think, very good. It's The Talk of the Town is the name of that tune. I thought we would listen now to a couple of selections by female vocalists who were very popular over at the Capitol label in the late 1940s. First, we'll hear Peggy Lee, and she's singing a tune by Bob Russell and Carl Sigman called Crazy He Calls Me. Became something of a standard. Capitol record number 898, recorded on October 6th, 1949. After that, we'll listen to Margaret Whiting, who sings a tune by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart called My Heart Stood Still. And she recorded this in about 1947, and it was issued as part of an album set, Capitol record number 20115. So two of probably the best songbirds that Capitol had to offer in the late 1940s, beginning with Peggy Lee.
I say I move the mountains, and I move the mountains, if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love you see. Like foxes are crazy, am I? Crazy in love, am I?
I laughed at sweetheart. All in romantic fool. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes, now castles rise in Spain. One look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands. Never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still. Just
a lovely, lovely song and a lovely, lovely performance by Margaret Whiting. The song My Heart Stood Still, that was recorded in 1947. And it comes from a Broadway show that had opened 20 years earlier called A Connecticut Yankee, which was based in turn on the book by Mark Twain, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. The original Broadway show opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on November 3rd, 1927, and ran for a total of 421 performances. Among other attractions that might have inspired people to go see the show, it featured a number of dance sequences choreographed by, of all people, Busby Berkeley. The show takes place in Connecticut in the 1920s. A young guy named Martin is about to be married to a woman named Faye when, shortly before the marriage, his old girlfriend Alice shows up, and Faye, in a rage, conks Martin on the head with a champagne bottle, sending him into an extended dream sequence that takes up most of the show. In his dream, Martin travels back to the year 528 and the court of King Arthur, and while there, King Arthur directs Martin to industrialize Camelot, which he does, introducing telephones and radios, and he even falls in love with a woman named Demoiselle Alessandre, or is she a reflection of his love for Alice? In any case, eventually Martin wakes up and realizes that it was Alice he loved all along. The show was revived in 1943 and updated somewhat to include some World War II references, and it might have been on the inspiration of that revival that Margaret Whiting chose to record this selection. Maybe she didn't choose it. Maybe the Capitol folks directed her to record it. In any case, I'm glad she did. Before that, it was Peggy Lee and a thing called Crazy He Calls Me from October of 1949. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a little program that features music from the first half of the 20th century, all played directly from original 78 RPM records. If you'd like to drop me a line and let me know just that you're listening, if you just want to say hi, I would love to hear from you. My email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, just look at your screen where it should be showing up as the name of this audio file. And you can send your email again, shellacstack@gmail.com, or visit the Shellac Stack website, shellacstack.com, and you can send me a message through the contact form there. just say hi if you have any requests. Send those along. If you have anything else you want to say, comments, questions, suggestions, I welcome all of those as well. We have time for a few more records on today's program, and we're going to continue now with something from Bessie Smith. This was recorded May 4th, 1926, and features Joe Smith at the trumpet and Fletcher Henderson at the piano. It's a thing called Baby Doll that Bessie Smith herself wrote. After that, we'll hear one more record that was introduced to me by Rich Conaty when he picked this for inclusion in the very first of the big broadcast compilation CDs. It's Cliff Edwards with the Eaton Boys, recorded October 19th, 1934, the St. Louis Blues. And my copy of that, which I picked up a few years ago on a visit to Tokyo, is, like Rich's copy, on the Japanese Lucky label, which was pressed from a Brunswick master. Lucky record number 60086. But first up, here's Bessie Smith.
I'll be feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. I'm gonna put all my belongings in a little bitty old trunk, and I'm gonna make my getaway. St. Louis woman, with your diamond ring. You got that little old mama mine all bound round with your apron string. Say, now if it wasn't for your powder and all your store-bought hair, then that little busy old mama mine, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. Mm-mm. I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I could be. That gal of mine got a heart just like a rock cast way down, down in the deep blue weary sea. Or else she never would have gone so very far away from me. Honey, get away from my window. Mama, don't knock on my door. Yes, honey, get away from my window. Don't ever let me hear you cracking your knuckles up against my door. I got another sweet mama now. I don't want you no more.
We started that set with something from Bessie Smith called Baby Doll, recorded for the Columbia label on May 4th, 1926. After that, it was Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, singing with the Eden Boys from October of 1934. And I should mention that's Eaton Boys, spelled E-T-O-N. I realize some people might hear that and think Eaton, like eating, but it's not. It's E-T-O-N. The St. Louis Blues. And that's a Lucky record from Japan, number 60086. And curiously, it's a Brunswick master, but the label design of Lucky Records is almost identical to those Columbia Vivatonal records of the late 20s here in the United States. I wonder how that happened. Well, before I leave you for this edition of the Shellac Stack, let me put in one more word about the program, which is that this program is available as a podcast on iTunes. You can log into iTunes and search for it in the iTunes Music Store and find it there and subscribe if you like. That way, future episodes in the program will be downloaded automatically for you. While you're there, if you do decide to go do that, you might consider leaving a review for the program. I don't normally solicit reviews, but if you feel inclined to share your thoughts about the program on iTunes so that other readers and browsers might find it, I would appreciate that. You can do that very easily. Again, just go to iTunes and in the search window in the iTunes store, look for Shellac Stack. Okay, time for the last record, and we leave you with something from pianist George Zak, about whom I can tell you almost nothing except that he emerged to record about 19 or 20 selections between 1944 and 1946. And this one is on the Century label, although the label says it was originally recorded for Signature in 1944. I can find no evidence in the discography that it was ever actually issued on the Signature label. Almost all of George Zak's published recordings were issued by Commodore Records, so this was something of an exception. It was recorded March 23rd, 1944, and the tune is something George Zak wrote, a fairly standard boogie-woogie riff called Oh Baby, Look Out, and it's Century Record number 4002. That's going to do it for this edition of the Shellac Stack. Thanks again for logging on and tuning in. I want to wish you again best wishes for 2017 and beyond. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for more records on the Shellac Stack. Here's George Zak. I'm out. ¶¶
love my baby, love her all the time. I love my baby, I love her all the time. She runs around on me, don't give me no time. Play my book, play piano.